Our season countdown series continues, and it's now time to talk all things Grovedale. Last year, a 6-12 win-loss record under first-year coach Simon Riddoch, who's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock studio. Simon, welcome to 2019. Welcome to K-Rock. And I suppose the first question is, how's a second pre-season in charge been, where you've probably had a clear run at it as opposed to the pre-season going into 2018?
Very exciting, Tom.
And again, thanks for having me here today. Second year at the club. Obviously, it's been documented that we've got a number of new players to the club. Getting into a club now with a second year there, understanding the way the club culture works and the supporters and where the club's heading, it's very exciting.
You came in late in the 2018 pre-season. Were you always sort of behind the eight ball because you came in so late? I know probably the 6-12 record was a reflection of where your club was at, but would it have been easier? I suppose it would have been easy, wouldn't it, if you had been able to get the job done and get into the role quicker than what you did?
You could say that. Obviously, this year, with what we've brought into the club, 16 players who have played TAC Cup in the last 3 years and been able to recruit really well with Paul White and Brad Hornstein, you're just in front of the game. So you can just put a lot more time into guys and follow up from the year before. But you dealt those cards and you just deal with what you've got.
Yep. You have been active in terms of recruits. Our ins and outs list at krockfootball.com.au listing about 9 players coming into the club, and as you said, a number of them with TAC Cup experience. How do you go about, I suppose, targeting these players, and who's, you mentioned obviously Brad and Paul, but is there a bit of legwork that goes into all of this in terms of, you know, scoping out players and checking out who's, I suppose, moving to the region for a lot of these kids to study and work?
I think we're exactly the same as a number of clubs that you base your player recruiting on your relationships you have. We've got a number of people that we've got out in the region that we've got good connections with. Our club's got a pretty good brand with the Deakin Uni. And players that come in through the cycle of a 3-year, 4-year uni degree, they go back home or go back into the community and just explain to people how good your club is and the culture and what's going on out there.
Absolutely. Who's excited you? Who's come into the club that you've been really impressed by out of the new group?
Look, Hudson Granori is the one. He come down to training last night. He's going to play tonight going to play Friday night with Werribee, which, you know, he's a really good fella. Met him a couple of times and happy for him to turn up. Obviously, Darby Hyder from St Mary's, quality fella. Obviously, was a Grovedale College student, so, you know, he's a bit of a homegrown talent. Mitch Schaefer. He played at Torquay, had a bit of a run at St Mary's, and Falcons premiership player. Mm. They're some of them that we're looking for. And, you know, I've got a fellow that I've known for a while now, Paddy Knott, come to us, threw him a bit of a phone call, lifeline you could say, this pre-season, asked him where his head was. Work commitments have got him a fair bit, but he's committed to playing GFL and he's really excited. So he'll play a really good role with our young list.
Yep. Well, he carries some points because he's bounced around a little bit. Obviously, started last year at Bell Park, went to Bannockburn, and now with you guys.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the point system, is that you can get some points. But we identified what we needed, and we absolutely needed a player of his quality, and his leadership and direction is what we're looking for.
You've lost a few as well. I'm guessing, though, you look at what you've lost and you've probably replaced it. Is that a fair way to see it?
Yeah. You lose really good quality people in your footy club, and you're trying to make sure that you replace them with the same. All those fellas move on with their blessings, and they're welcome back at any time. You know, if they want to pop through for past players or just come and visit and have a beer and all that sort of stuff, but they're welcome back at any time. The same with the group that left the year before. No players that have left in the last 2 years that are not welcome back at our footy club, and we appreciate them coming back.
Is there a bit of the North Shore philosophy that you grew up with in all of that it's, you know, once a Grovedale player, always a Grovedale player?
Yeah, possibly. It's one of the key components of going to Grovedale. When I walked through the doors and sat down with the guys and had a couple of interviews, and by no means the interview process was an easy one, it did have that feel of a North Shore out there and what they're trying to do.
You've got a strong junior base out there. What sort of teams will you field this year in terms of numbers? And I suppose the big thing is that Grovedale trying to translate junior stability into senior success is probably a key. It's probably something Grovedale haven't been able to do over the 40 years of the GFL.
Well, at this stage, to my awareness of it, we've got 16 junior teams. Trying to get around to as many as you can, yep. You know, with the boys and the girls. And obviously our female football team's also playing at the junior level. So our Colts have got really good numbers. Our 17s are, you know, really happy going along there, watching the way they're being coached. Our Colts got joint coaches there with Greg Van Hees, club games record holder.
Cheesy.
And then we got Mick McNeil, who's obviously pretty good handy cricketer, yep. And football as well. Yep. And obviously the Grovedale Cricket Club are going well this year again. So they're really good appointments. And Des Kelly last year did a terrific job with the boys and was in and around the group this year as well. So our Colts, yeah, we're looking to you know, foster those guys through. Like all, it's a challenge. 19-year-olds trying to get them to play footy on a Saturday. The guys have got other things that, you know, work, you know, apprenticeships and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's tough to get them out there. We proved last year that with our Colts, that when we had them on the track, you know, they won their last two games against Leopold and Newtown, a really good wins. It was just about making sure that we had the numbers on the ground.
6-12 last year, as I alluded to at the start. Were you happy with that return based on the build-up to the season that you had and the lateness that you got to the group?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, to be open, one win at GFL level's a really good win. It's a tough competition, and no one just says, oh, here's an easy win for you. All of those games you'll see, you know, back through those scores, they were really tough, tight games, and even the ones that we didn't win. I can still remember the Joey's game at Joey's. Late in the last quarter, we kicked two. Early in the last quarter, we kicked two and we got within 13 points. And I spoke to Luke Delaney and said, geez, we're coming here. And you get beat by 10. And then they go on and win the flag. So, you know, I thought our achievement was, you know, was outstanding, to be honest, just at this level. It's a tough competition.
Yep. Do you change much in the way you play this year? And have the new rules impacted at all?
The new rules, yeah. We're looking forward to seeing how they impact us and other clubs. Just having some match sims, the game's changed a bit. Yet to test it against GFL clubs, but they will change.
Have you got a kick in specialist?
We've got a couple. Like all clubs, I'm sure there'll be guys that when they've got the ball in their hands, they'll go, well, this bloke's going long, and when this guy's got the ball in his hand, he's going short, and yep. The other bloke will probably play on. But I still think it comes back to skill. You need to hit your targets with it.
Yep.
And survive a bit of pressure out in the field.
Absolutely. Just looking at your first month, North Shore, South Bowen, Lara and Leopold, I suspect you look at that opening month and go, there's some real opportunities to lay a foundation for season 2019.
We do, and so do the opposition. I'm trying not to be a coach and give you coach responses, but we're looking obviously at finishing off our pre-season and then look at what we've got. Hopefully, we've planned pretty well for our first game against North Shore, and we're injury-free and we can have a healthy, strong list.
Yep. Drysdale, you've already played in a practice match at your old hunting ground in Windsor Park on the weekend. Whittlesey to come. So happy with the two practice matches leading into the season. Some are playing two, some are playing three.
Yeah, absolutely. When Luke approached me to play Drysdale, you know, it was a great opportunity for both clubs, I suppose, to test themselves. And Whittlesey came down last year. And they were terrific. We played them out at Warralilly, and you know, basically there was no facilities out there, and they put up a really good showing and a terrific club, and played in good spirits. And obviously the other one was against Newcombe, the two game sims, you know, really good respect forged between the two clubs.
Yep. Whittlesey, Northern, they're in the Northern League?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So it's a bit of a lunchbox sort of out you go. I think it's about just under 2 hour trip, but you know, it's worth the trip, I think.
Yep. And they play that's a fairly physical brand of footy, the Northern League. Your boys will get a good workout out of that game.
Yeah, I don't want to sensationalise stuff, but yeah, the last bloke I played on that played out there was John Burke, and he was quite physical with me out in the ground. So yeah,
Are we talking about the John Burke who pushed the umpire over?
Yeah, first
at
game
Lakeside
back.
Oval.
Yeah, first game back. I rolled into a GFL Interleague game out at out at Waverley, and he's the first bloke I rock onto. So, but from what I've seen, I obviously work out that way. Really good environments out there, good community. So we're looking for a good game of football. And as I said, they were last year. So
yep. You're going into your third season as a GFL senior coach. You had your year at Lara and now your second year at Grovedale. How have you changed as a coach, and how's your approach changed over that time? And what have you learned about yourself as a coach?
Yeah, you learn more when you're doing it yourself because of you're pushed into self-development. I had some terrific coaches at North Shore with Alan Marsh, John Elwin, Gordon Hines, Ron Watt, Glenn Keast. Yep. And then you go out and you get mentored by John Lamont. Obviously, Peter Riccardi, 4 years with Pete. Yep. As a senior out there, senior coach with him. And then when you jump behind the wheel and you're doing it yourself, you do. It's just self-development, really. Yep. How do you do it? I probably try and have really good relationships with your playing group.
Yep.
It's not easy. There's a number of guys on that list, but turning 50 last year has its challenges when you're dealing with the group. I remember Heath Jamieson last year talking about how he's developed his relationship with younger groups, and it's good. It keeps you young.
Yep, absolutely. Talk to us about somebody that's stood up over the pre-season, or a couple of players that may have been on the fringe of one selection last year but have put in a big pre-season, and you might reward them early in the year with a senior game.
We've got a lad by the name of Brady Campy who was on the Falcons list and played probably between 6 and 8 with us last year. Very good, steady defender. So we're looking to him to continue his development. Jack Baker, who won our Colts Best and Fairest, we're giving him every opportunity to play senior footy. Probably not trying to favour as an ex-backman myself, but those two boys will play down back for us.
Yep.
Harry Spicer, who played a couple of games in our seniors, showed some really good form against South Barwon, kicked one of the best goals I've seen at local level last year. He's one of those boys that we're looking to see if he can take the next step as well and still eligible to play Colts.
Yep. Lockie Headlam carried the ruck for you last year. He's decided to go back to basketball. Who now plays that role for you? Have you sort of grooming somebody to take over?
Lockie, terrific soldier for us and has moved on to basketball. Liam Betson is one of the guys that we're looking to run through there. And surprisingly, his brother has got a great leap. He's a high jumper.
Yep.
We're looking to throw a couple through there, to be honest.
So the brother's Keelan?
Keelan Betson, who was on Werribee's list last year and was there this year as well.
And you got a couple on Werribee again this year?
Yeah, obviously Hudson we've spoken about.
And Hudson Grady, yep.
Yeah, and Ethan Peddlewood, who, he's listed last year with us, played 6 games, and, he's going really well. So, hopefully we see a little bit of him, but we wish him really well at Werribee as well.
Hayden Walters obviously hurt his knee early last year. Will he be listed at Williamstown again? And I'm guessing as he comes back, will it be through Grovedale?
Terrific question, Tom. The way that the VFL, very much like the AFL, I could see Hayden coming back directly into the VFL list, but we would absolutely welcome him back. Strong, aggressive forward, on baller, doing everything right to try and get himself right to play at Willie.
Yep. Just off the top of my head, he did that knee against, was that against Lara last year?
Yeah, we had...
He played really well to that point from what I watched that game last year. And I reckon, I remember going, gee, who's this kid? And next thing you know, we're hearing he's done an ACL.
Yeah, Hayden, he'd kicked 5 in the first half. I think it was probably first or second contest, the ball in the forward line. Went up, come down and... He just said, oh, dude, that's not right. And I said, look, just come off. And he came off and he goes, yeah, I'll be right. We'll just strap it up. And we just decided to say, no, mate. I think we'll just have a bit more of a look at it. And then 2 weeks later, we got the news that it was an ACL. And we were all, it was just one of those innocuous things that happened on a footy field. We had Tom Cleary as well from Willie. Same thing, just first half against Leopold. We were a point down and he kept us in the game. And it falls over and does a knee. Up until that stage, I thought that Williamstown were probably going to cut us and say, look, no more players to you. But to their credit, they've supported us really well. And, we've got a really good tie and good support there.
Tom, though, will play in the Essendon League this year?
Yes, with Greenvale. I'm of the opinion that's the side we've cleared him to.
Yep.
And he's another good fella that leaves us in good terms.
Yep. Simon, who is the team to beat in the GFL this year? Or as you look at it and having been around the competition for as long as you have, you go... You could throw a blanket over the top half a dozen sides.
I think I don't really see too much changing from last year. And you just look at that and just hope that you're the side that can improve. It's good to talk about the opposition, but it's also better to talk about yourselves and how you're developing.
Yeah, fair enough. So 6 wins last year, were you hoping that that becomes somewhere between 8 and 10 in 2019?
Well, as I've said before, on record, we're planning to meet the same record. Yep. and then work from there. The draw's a good draw. Yep. I think we play the top four sides 7 times.
Yep.
It's gonna test our side. Again, young side, so how we develop, bringing Tom Hornsey on as our strength and conditioning coach, it's been terrific for us. And what he's brought to our football club, we're planning that our group will be good. But you just don't know at the end of the day. You just want those games to unroll and see how they develop.
Simon, doing a power of work, your team out at Grovedale, and hopefully the work that you've put in is reflected in an improved season 2019. As you said, the baseline is 6 wins, and anything above that will be a real step in the right direction. Appreciate catching up with you as always. Good luck for season 2019, and may the Tigers rise again.
Thanks, Tom.
Simon Riddoch there, coach of Grovedale. Grovedale fan, well, make sure you get involved in GFL tipping thanks to Momentum Energy in season 2019. We've got GFL, BFL and AFL tipping. $5,000 in cold, hard cash up for grabs. $1,000 for our leading AFL tipster, $1,000 for our leading GFL and $1,000 for our leading BFL. And if you nominate your club and you are the leading tipster, they will get $1,000 as well. So if you're a Grovedale fan and you happen to win the Momentum Energy K-Rock footy tipping for the GFL, the Tigers will pick up $1,000. krockfootball.com.au and hit the footy tipping tab. This has been Grovedale in the season countdown. Next, we're going to catch up with Inverleigh coach Adam Donoghue.